Well, howdy guys. Now, I'm having a couple of Peronis. That's nothing unusual there. But for some reason, I want to talk about this topic. I've done it before. I'd like to do it again. So, do UFOs exist?
Well, sure. They use the North and South Pole because the Earth is hollow, and they fly in and out of there all the time.
Here, have another Peroni. Now, you may notice that a lot of the sightings of UFOs is from the United States. And most of the alien abductions that have taken place are in a certain sort of band from Mexico up through. So I guess the aliens like Americans, I guess. But here's a question for you. Why are the pictures of the UFOs always kind of blurry, very far away, have no real detail in it? Well, it's the same as a Christmas present, isn't it? You don't want somebody to know what exactly it is. You cover it. And of course, that was all right many years ago, when we called cameras Instamatics. But we can take pretty damn good pictures, with good clarity, of the moon. We can send pictures back from Mars, with great clarity. There's nothing on this planet, I don't think, now that can take a bad picture. At least the ones we see of UFOs, anyway. I myself don't believe there's any UFOs that's come to the planet Earth. Not by the proof that I've been given, anyway. And if there is something that's flying and that people don't seem to recognize and it's flying in an odd way, it's more likely to be coming from the military. And maybe they start a UFO story just to cover it up. I mean, I would love aliens to come to this planet. Somebody better to talk to, for sure. That's if they had a mouth. I reckon aliens would probably converse sort of mentally, telepathically. But there's people out there that just want to believe, and that's fine. But it's when they try to make you believe that's not fine. Throughout all my lifetime, I'd only ever seen one thing in the sky I really couldn't explain, at least at the time when I saw it. It was at night, and I was driving along this no lights on the road, way out in the boondocks, and this blinding white light just happened. And something flew right past my windscreen. Very fast. Very bright. And it made me pull over. And the light disappeared into the forest. It happened very fast. And I drove home wondering what the hell that was. Of course, I'd been drinking a bit as well. Going to the local bar. But in the morning, my head had cleared enough. It was obviously a meteorite. Which happens all the time. We just don't get a chance to see them. But every night, usually, I leave my window open, hoping that the UFO will come by and abduct me. And I know they're going to do the anal exploratory thing, so I oil up every night, just in case. But up to now, it hasn't happened.
I just want to say, you talk a lot of shit when you're drinking Peroni, don't you?
What are you talking about? I talk a lot of shit without drinking Peroni.